Good morning, everyone. It's Todd and
Jay DeMarcus.
Allison DeMarcus.
And Jay DeMarcus.
Of course.
Allison, he has to have the last word. It's because he thinks that it's amazing coming from Ohio and being in a little tiny band that someone has this kind of ego. Folks, let me just jump in right quick because I want to introduce properly who I have on the show because I am humbled beyond words. I can't even tell you how humbled I am to be in the presence of the one, the only, Allison DeMarcus.
Thank you so much. Do we have hurtful. Any cheering we can insert there?
That's hurt. Minute? That's just hurtful.
And then we have this other little guy. He was a you were a partner in some kind of group. What was it called?
Well, first of all, I was Conrad Birdie and Bye Bye Birdie in my high school play.
Oh,
okay.
Gosh,
so that's my first claim to fame.
Yes, in Ohio. Yeah.
Let's start with the important stuff first, okay?
Okay, Conrad.
Oh, it's amazing. You know, I had a part, and I know why the Caged Bird Sings in drama class with Miss Bryson, but I never liked her.
You didn't like Miss Bryson? What was the matter
with I loved my art teacher, but I did not love my drama teacher. And you know why? She said,
you had more drama than she did?
She said, you're never going to be famous. Guess what, bitch?
Is she still teaching?
She's not teaching. You know what? You got your teacher's pension, but I'm on TV.
You know, I shared that story with you about my guidance counselor bringing me in and asking me what I was going to do for Plan B because he knew I loved music, right? Did I tell you that? He said his name was Mr. Glenn Zare. He sat me down and he said, Mr. DeMarcus, we need to talk about your career path here as you leave high school. You know, are you considering maybe going to community college or doing some classes online? I said, no, sir, I want to do music. He said, I understand that, Jay, but, you know, it's really tough to make it in the music business. And my best advice to you as your guidance counselor would be, let's just explore our options and let's have a solid plan B so that you can eventually provide for a family someday and have a career that's stable. So years later, flash forward to Rascal Flatts and what we've done, and we played the Ohio State Fair at the soccer stadium and sold 28,000 tickets. I sent him a personal invitation to my high school that he was still out at, told the story in front of everybody, and I said, and I hope Mr. Glenn Zare is here tonight because this ain't that bad.
I love it. See, folks, that's just one of the many reasons why Jay and I are friends, because we try to out-bitch the other one.
I don't think there's any competition, Todd.
Well, you know, folks, I have Jay and Allison DeMarcus on today. Julie is out dealing with one of our children who is having a medical procedure done, and we'll talk about that in the coming weeks. And no, it's not plastic surgery. I mean, I handle that in my family. If you know, it's shocking to me. I posted a picture, and it was to shave or not to shave. You know, it's just a beard.
Oh, you're talking about your beard.
Yes, I'm talking about my beard.
Oh, okay.
And it was just, you know, just talking about that. And it's gotten like 15 or 16,000 comments.
Yeah.
Over me having facial hair.
I actually like the beard. I thought it was great.
I voted for the shave.
And I literally went in, Julie was standing in the shower, and I went in and I said, Jay says to keep it. Because you sent me the text.
Yeah.
And he said, I like it, dude. Keep it. And literally, Allison had sent one 2 minutes before you, and she said, shave.
Really?
And I said to Julia, she says, listen to Allison, you do anyway.
I wanted someone to have one because she won't let me grow mine out.
And what did you do? You shaved.
I shaved.
Starts irritating her thighs.
Oh, my God. Here we go. And so, and I just used that same joke the other day with Julie.
Oh, you did?
It's just baffling to me that our minds are so twistedly connected.
You're both sick in the head is why.
But I literally, then I posted a clean shaven photo. And now I've got everyone saying, oh, my God, he's had a facelift. He's done this. He's done that. Folks,
you
listen.
You do look 14 in the photo.
Well, and it's because I've worked hard for that.
No, I get it.
But, and it's been protected by the hair that you grew out.
Exactly, yeah. Right? Exactly.
I mean, the facelift was years ago.
I'm trying to understand with all of these now comments about he looks 14. You know, Lisa Renna posted and said, Todd, you look 12. And then Shane McAnally said, I don't know what you're doing. I need the name and the number.
I don't understand why people would say that. You've got naturally great skin.
I do have good skin, but listen, let's just not bullshit. I've had my upper and lower eyes done. I've had laser resurfacing. I've had Botox. And, you know, and I will when the time comes.
Is that the same list of everything you sent me that I should do?
Pretty much. Your list is longer than what I have done.
Oh, no.
But, you know, Jay just hasn't been doing any maintenance.
Right. And I believe in maintenance, Allison, as do you.
Yes.
And, you know, you guys are now have joined the ranks of a reality TV family. And Allison,
that makes
folks,
me nervous when you say that.
Well, it should make you a little nervous, but I will tell you one of the greatest things that has happened to us being on reality television is our give a shit meter has busted.
Yeah. And that's a gift.
Yes. And you have to get to that point because, Jay, you have said, folks, let me explain. Jay and Allison have a reality show called DeMarcus Rules on Netflix, 8 episodes airing on August the 19th, this coming week.
Mm-hmm.
Watch all 8 episodes, folks, because this 6 episodes, I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself for that second season.
We just want to sign for 8 more.
I'm getting ahead of myself for that second season that I know is coming.
Hey, guys. So I have told you about how much my family loves Licorice from The Licorice Guy. The Licorice Guy is a family-owned business specializing in gourmet licorice, nostalgic dime store flavors, fresh and bursting with flavor. They offer jumbo licorice sticks in red, black, chocolate, cinnamon, and we also receive blue raspberry and watermelon, which were a favorite in our house. I love the fact that The Licorice Guy was started as one man with a unique concept to market his exceptional licorice. He went to fairs, festivals, and events across the country to personally engage with each and every customer and be able to give the customer what they ask for that store brands couldn't provide. Fresh, delicious, jumbo licorice sticks that take you back to fond memories. It's the modern version of what an old school candy store could provide, but so much more. It's made in the U.S., fat-free, kosher, less sugar, and more flavor. I guarantee you, you won't be disappointed. You can treat yourself and taste the difference. The Licorice Guy is offering 15% off your order, so go to www.licoriceguy.com and use discount code CC, as in Chrisley Confessions, to receive 15% off your order. That's www.licoriceguy.com and use the discount code CC to get 15% off your order. That's LicoriceGuy.com.
But, you know, it's an amazing glimpse into Jay DeMarcus and his family, because Jay, I mean, I cut up with him, but I mean, you know, we all know that Rascal Flatts has been kind of the holy grail of country music, you know, groups.
Oh, that's sweet.
And, you know, you guys have been hugely successful. And I mean,
thank you.
You know, Jay is older than I am. So, you know, as when I was growing up and I watched, I listened to y'all on the radio. I listened to y'all on the radio, and I mean, I was married and had kids, and I mean,
you grew up on us.
Yes, I grew up on Rascal Flatts, and everybody knows all about my age, Jay. It's not a secret. The only person that thinks it's a secret's me. But at any rate, I literally, my kids have grown up on your music, of hearing it in the car,
yeah,
and whatever, and I had never thought that, you know, listening to music that I loved so much like I did Rascal Flatts and still do. I mean, their new album is absolutely amazing. And
it's my favorite from
it literally
the first in a long time. It's my favorite.
That's very
these
sweet.
Songs literally have so much meaning, and I'm not BSing you.
No, I know you're not. I appreciate
we would tell
it.
Yes.
If we didn't like it.
Yes. I'm telling you, it's folks, if you have not listened to the new album, you've got to go download it because it's amazing.
It's called How They Remember You.
Yes. And it watching my kids grow up and them in the backseat of the car, my kids will say, oh my God, I remember Daddy singing that song when we were going down to Georgia 400. And I made my kids learn all of these songs. And Savannah, especially, I would give her $1 for every song that she would learn. And we end up, you are my best friend.
Yeah.
And
I thought I was your best friend.
You are my best girlfriend. He's my best guy friend. And, you know, to sit here in your studio, because folks, I don't know if you know this, but we record our podcast in Jay's studio every week, you know, as friends do, you know, when you have rich friends. You know, I've always wanted to have rich friends that had recording studios in their home, and I always wanted rich friends that could paint all their trim gold. And
I wanted rich friends who had 8 seasons on USA Network.
Well, okay, you got that.
Okay.
And so, you know, to be sitting here and saying that I was able to executive produce my best friend and his family's show and their entree into the reality families, you know, of this country is a blessing for me.
Well, I just told the story the other night about how you took us to a steakhouse here in town. Jeff Ruby's. We sat down and you told Alice and I, you said, I think that you guys have a show. I really
After
think,
20 minutes,
yeah,
folks.
I really think there's something there. And, you know, you had to talk us into being ready.
No,
and
feeling, I had to beg.
And feeling safe enough to put our lives out there, because you know what it's like, but we have no idea what we're in store for. So my question to you would be, as a dear friend and someone that I admire who has handled himself very well throughout all of the notoriety that you guys have had as a family, what's the one piece of advice you can give us as people start to watch this show and our life sort of starts to become public? What do we need to be prepared to do?
You know, I think that you need to cling to each other, turn inward, because you're going to find out, A, who your real true friends are.
Oh, yeah.
Because I learned early on that, you know, you have a ton of friends as long as you're on the same page. But once you turn that page and they're no longer on the same page with you, you find out that they really were never your genuine true friends. We've had betrayal from friends, from family, you know, you name it. Business partner, you know, you've had it. We've had it, rather. And I hope and pray to God that that never happens to you, because it's some of the most heartbreaking situations that we've had to deal with. But what I would say to you is that the people that come to your social media and talk shit, you understand, or I hope that you understand at this point, because Jay, you're a celebrity. This is not your first time. You've done movies. You've been on several television shows. I mean, you've been an okay singer. You know, you've been an okay songwriter. You've done those things. Your biggest accomplishment is marrying. How many titles do you have, Allison?
3.
Yes, and explain the significance, folks, of my sister. I want my sister to explain to you how beauty runs in our family. Tell them.
Well, just like our mother told us, Jane/Nanny Faye.
Yes.
I was Miss Tennessee Teen USA 1994. Then I was Miss Tennessee and went to Miss America in 1999. And then I was Miss Tennessee USA in 2002. And I was cast in the Rascal Flatts video for These Days, which was their first song off of their second album. And so that's when I met Jay, was when I was Miss Tennessee USA.
Well, I was voted most improved JV basketball player. 8th grade.
They were desperate to give a title out.
That's the we feel sorry for him.
Right.
But he's a good sport, so let's give him that.
Let's give him a round of applause.
Incredible.
Folks.
And Conrad Birdie.
I know, you know, this guy sitting next to me is the most humble human being that you will never hope to meet. I mean, it's this guy is just something else. But, you know, I think that...
Yeah, there's so much humility right here.
Yes, 100%, because I'm extremely humble.
Yes.
And, you know, I think that, you know, you have to understand that these people that come on your social media and talk shit, they're of no significance to you. They have no relevance in your life.
Yeah.
You're never going to meet them. And... they can't tell you, they can't know more about you than you know about yourself.
Oh, I agree 100%. What's hard for me to do is I think it's weird to me that I still get my feelings hurt over the least little thing.
Me too. How long have y'all been married, Allison?
I know. Because you'd think I'd be nice and calloused up by now.
Yeah, because she is literally.
y'all, 16 years.
This chick is straight up savage.
Yeah. That's why I have to look to other places.
You've got to have people in your life that keep you grounded. Julie keeps you grounded.
Julie absolutely keeps me grounded.
Yes. I'm here to keep Jay grounded.
Yes.
Somebody's got to tell him the truth. He's always had a lot of people around
him
that say, yes,
when you walk in and you sell out stadiums, when you sell out stadiums, now Jay, let's cut the bullshit. When you sell out stadiums, 50,000 people, and you come out there and it's just this huge round of applause and people kissing your ass for what now, 25 years?
When 20.
20 years. Mm-hmm. You're sick. How are you, 60?
I hate you.
So
what's
20,
wrong with you?
So 20 years.
Yeah.
And you've had people at your beck and call getting, Jay, can I get you this? Jay, can I get
you
that?
Need?
Jay, what do you need? Jay, the wardrobe stylist is here. Jay, can I do that? You've had that for 20 years now. And you kind of, it does build or inflate a certain ego in you to where you think that this is, I'll say it best when it was said to me yesterday. One of my friends said to me in front of Julie, he said he needed to go and have some work done. I said, well, just go get it done. I mean, what are you waiting on? I said, listen, you should have had work done 10 years ago. And he said, he just thinks it's that easy. He just thinks it's that easy. Todd, it costs money. And I said, well, I know that. And Judy says, but he has not paid a bill in 20 years. She says, so he doesn't know what's being paid or not being paid. So you do get into your bubble.
Yeah.
To where you focus on what's going on inside the bubble.
Right.
And if you don't stay in touch with reality, i.e. someone like Allison, Allison's reality for you is to make sure you recognize her reality, which is to keep performing, keep the cash coming in so that she can keep looking the way that she looks.
It's expensive.
It's expensive. Dolly Parton said it best.
It takes a lot of money to look this cheap.
Hey, well, honey, cheap's not a word this paper's going to use for you. They're not going to use that word for you.
I can't believe she knows how to say it.
But, I think that, Jay, certainly isolate the kids. And they're young now, so they really don't have or are not on social media, so you don't have to worry about that. But they are starting, right a little older than what Grayson was.
Yeah, because Grayson was 7?
Grayson was 7.
Yeah.
And so cute. And look at him now.
I know.
And his voice is dropping and he looks like a man.
Yep.
It's crazy.
And he's grown up on television. So my advice to you is love the people that you already love, but love them deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Be more loyal.
That's good advice.
And the ones that don't show up and show out for you now are the ones that you walk away from.
Yeah.
Because if they can't celebrate your success, whether they have it or not, they're not there for the right reasons. And people that we thought were our loyal, true friends, they just kind of started talking crap. And I would never do reality television. I mean, I just think it's shameful. I think it's so tacky. No, it's tacky that you're screwing your secretary. That's what's tacky.
Yeah.
Now, I never told you.
There are plenty of tacky
things
going on.
Right. I never told
you. You don't have to be on TV. You can be an orthodontist. You can be an insurance agent. It doesn't matter what your line of business is. 100%.
And, my thing is that I didn't say that to you when I found out you were screwing your secretary.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Well, you didn't have one.
I didn't go tell your wife that, you were doing that. But yet you're going to go talk crap about me being trashy, being on reality television. Those kind of things are hurtful.
Yeah.
And then, you have family all of a sudden, which this is not going to be new to you because you have family all the time asking for money and will you pay for this? Will you buy me a house? Will you do this? No, I won't. No, I won't.
Teach Jay how to say that.
I have bought my mother and I bought my mom and dad a house, when they retired. It is my job to make sure that I take care of my children and my grandchildren and my wife. That is my obligation. Now, if I choose to take my money and help someone else with it, then I'm doing that because I feel good about doing it.
Yeah. What I've always done is I've always helped my family out when I could because I believed that I was blessed to have more than I ever thought I would.
Amen.
And some of my family members, my immediate family members, my mother and my father, because of health reasons or life circumstances or whatever, weren't always able to do the things that they needed and wanted to do. And so what I started to do early on was do things for them in lieu of paying tithes to a church somewhere.
Right.
That was my way to sort of give back and put some good back into the universe and hopefully give that away to God. And I believe that I've been blessed 10 times because of it. And I believe that if you continue to put good into the universe, it does come back to you. Like
well,
that.
I mean, I believe that as well, but you know, I have put a lot out in the universe that was good, and I've had a lot of blessings, but I've also had a lot of damage and hurt.
Sure.
For people that I did good for.
Yeah.
So I think that for me, that, you know, it comes to a place that you two, y'all have a great relationship. You know, you have your, you know, you have your moments, just like I and Julie have our moments, and any other married couple has their moments. I mean, every man, when they get married, thinks, wow, I got a hot wife.
Yeah.
I've got a great job. I've got a great house. And when I walk into the door, she's going to be all over me every day, 7 days a week. And that's our fantasy as a man. And I just said this to Nick and Chase on the podcast last week when you popped in, and I think you even commented on it. You said, yeah, let me know how that works out for you. And, you know, I think that you two having the marriage that you have today, through the kind of success that he has had with Rascal Flatts, and to still be married and to have stayed out of the tabloids, out of the newspapers, out of the gossip channels, is a huge testament. I mean, I think that's a huge testament to you both.
Thank you. Well, it's because we're boring people.
Allison, we don't do anything that exciting. Never be construed as boring. Now, you know, you did your book, Shotgun Angels.
Yeah, it flew off the shelf by the tens.
It is.
It was awesome.
He is so full of it. The book was so good, was such an easy read, but it was also very open and honest.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons that, you know, from the time that we became friends, you both were very transparent and open. And when you realized that you could trust me and that I was not someone that was going to betray your confidence, we all started talking about each other's lives and what we've been through and how we got to where we are and some of the things that we went through.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jay, you talked about in Shotgun Angels that you have a child prior to Allison.
Yeah.
And you, that she was placed up for adoption.
Yeah. Right. When she was born, I tried to adopt her, and my mom tried to adopt her, and the mother, you know, in the state of Tennessee anyway, I'm sure it's similar in most states, but the state of Tennessee, the mom has all the power. So it was kind of everything worked against us to try to make this child be a part of our life or have this child be a part of our lives. And so, you know, it was heartbreaking because I wasn't trying to run away from my responsibilities or shirk my responsibilities as her father. It just, I was in an unwinnable situation, you know?
Right.
And it's painful. It was one of those life-shaping, life-altering moments, you know?
Well, I mean, Allison, you know, that was something that you knew from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. He told me when we were dating.
Right. You're very open and honest about it, which, again, attributes to a lot of why a relationship lasts, because you come into it and you say, this is who I am.
Right.
And if you do that, then there's no shocks or surprises.
No, I didn't want to blindside her with something like that. That was completely unfair to put somebody in that kind of a situation. And, you know, quite honestly, she took a little time to consider it and to see whether or not she was comfortable with that situation. She broke up with me for a little while.
Because of that.
Yeah, you said, I need some time to think about this.
But that would be okay.
Really, really heavy.
And that would be okay and be normal.
It was because I was exiting another relationship.
No.
Folks, let me just tell you about
it. Push fast forward. Because clearly he knew the day that he met me that he was going to marry me. Or wanted to.
Right.
Well, who could blame him? But the problem is that I was on the way out of another relationship. And that is what I just needed to push the pause button for just a few minutes.
Yes, because I think what we're hoping is going to happen in season two, we're going to get more into you were in another relationship. Mm-hmm. Now, folks, Allison does not date losers.
Scandalous.
She does not date losers. Allison only wants people that are going to have their shit together, that's got a plan, and you were
raised. I need a plan.
And you were raised by a man. Folks, I can't even tell you. This podcast cannot go long enough for me to tell you about Allison DeMarcus's father. I mean, this man is like every guy, man, father, grandfather, husband that everyone wants to know. I mean, your dad had more accomplishments. I mean, I went to this to Allison's father's funeral. And I walked in, and of course, you know, I had my beautiful sister standing there. You know, she was dripping in Chanel, and she looked stunning, and she was running the show like she normally does. And I said to Judah, I said, when she finally realizes what's happened, yeah, it's going to hit her hard.
He hadn't even taken a moment to grieve.
No, because she was taking care of everything for her mother. And when I sat in this church, I mean, it was standing room only, people. And when I watched all of these people come up and speak about the way your father altered their life, and the way he, in a good way, and what a positive man he was, and that he was a pilot in the war, and that, you know, he went to school. Was it a GI Bill or something? How did he go to college?
He went on a baseball scholarship to college.
Okay. And then the man became an attorney. Mm-hmm. Well, he married Miss Jane, who came from money, but he didn't.
Right.
His father was a chief of police or something.
Yes, for 40 years. His brother was the fire chief.
That's it. Now, Miss Jane, which y'all will be introduced to in DeMarcus Rules, I love this woman with all of my heart. She is just from another era, and she is the classiest woman in the world. She's very unlike Nanny Faye. You know, Nanny Faye will tell you to F off. Miss Jane will say, bless your heart.
Right? And mean the same thing.
And mean the same thing.
She's not going to say it.
No. But, you know,
it was one of the more beautiful eulogies you'll ever hear at a wedding.
It was absolutely one of the...
Funeral.
It's the only time I've ever left a funeral and felt better about leaving than I did when I went in.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself,
it was because of the eulogy, probably.
Yes, James Otto did an amazing job. James Otto is Allison's brother-in-law, who's married to her sister Amy, who you guys will meet on the show as well. James Otto is a great musician here in Nashville, songwriter, and his voice is just absolutely amazing. And I think your dad loved James more than he did Jay, right? Is that the way that went, Jay?
I'm not going to say anything. You've clearly stumbled off the path here. Everybody knows the truth. Robert and I were dear, dear friends. We were buddies. I mean, really.
But I think, you know, what I was going to say is that you come from a man like that, who was an extreme overachiever. He sat on multiple boards of companies and an attorney and did so well in his life. Provided a beautiful living for life for you and your sister and your mother, and you know, I mean, even in his death, Miss Allison or Miss Jane, she still buys new cars on her credit card. She still makes sure that her NetJet card is filled each year, and she has never passed anything Chanel that she has not bought.
They can talk her into anything there.
Yes. I mean, she
needs it. I'm like, where are we going?
I think that's why Robert thought I was perfect for Allison, because we were kindred spirits in that I was very accomplished, very smart, very driven.
I think he realized that you had about as much money as he did.
He saw a lot of himself in me.
Yeah. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
So, guys, I don't know about you, but with school starting back, whether their kids are in school or online, our lives are busier than ever. And I mean, I'm filming a TV show every day. And so that is why I'm so happy to tell you about HelloFresh. HelloFresh gives you fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. It's America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store and makes home cooking fun, easy, and affordable. HelloFresh offers so many recipes to choose from each week to help you break out of the recipe rut. There's something for everyone, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and family-friendly recipes every week. HelloFresh offers fresh, high-quality ingredients every week for a super flavorful experience. Over 90% of ingredients are sourced directly from growers to ensure the freshest recipes are delivered to your door. HelloFresh also offers contactless delivery to your doorstep for easy home cooking with the family. It cuts out the stressful meal planning and grocery store trips. It gets dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes or even 20 minutes with their quick recipe options. You can save up to 28% by using HelloFresh versus your grocery store shopping trips. And folks, I have tried HelloFresh, and this is coming from someone who loves to cook. My family loves the recipes. I have found that I save money because, let's face it, when we go into the grocery store, we always pick up unnecessary things. We always pick up things that we really don't need. And HelloFresh gives you everything that you need for your recipe, just the right amount, so you don't have all this extra. I mean, how many times do we go in and buy a spice for a recipe and never use it again? You don't have to worry about that with HelloFresh. HelloFresh is also committed to making fresh, delicious food available now more than ever and has taken extra steps to keep its employees and customers safe. HelloFresh donated over 2.5 million meals to charity in 2019, and this year is stepping up their food donations among the coronavirus crisis. I mean, how great is that? We have more people right now who are struggling, and I love to support a company who's going to always give back. So I encourage you to try America's number one meal kit and go to HelloFresh.com/confessions80 and use code confessions80, that's confessions80, to get a total of $80 off, including free shipping on your first box. Additional restrictions apply. Please visit HelloFresh.com for more details.
I think that, you know, you dated this gentleman who's an orthodontist here in Nashville now.
A dentist.
Good-looking guy.
I want to be a dentist.
Good-looking guy. And you decided to end that relationship after you met Jay.
Now, I decided I was going to end that relationship before I met Jay.
Dear Lord in heaven.
She had been watching you on the air, Jay. She knew that you were the one.
She always downplays this. She might have been having troubles, but she met me and her life turned around and she thought, I've screwed up. This is the guy that I need to be with.
Right.
I mean, so let's not say
I'm
that
calling bullshit on that analysis because I know how you love Jay.
I do love Jay.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know, though, in the beginning that I loved Jay.
Yes, you did. You better check yourself, woman.
Now, folks, this is just a sampling.
I did not know that I did. I knew that I did not need to marry him, that he...
You went to the first lunch we had and sat there 6 hours with me. Like you had known me your entire life.
It was lunch.
And you left there and went to look at houses with him and then met me again that night for drinks.
I know. I did.
I swear. I now know why Savannah worships Allison. Because Savannah's just like her.
Yeah.
Listen, I was closing that chapter and I was trying to do so respectfully.
Right.
And Jay just felt like...
I think Jay knew he was in love with you the moment that he met you.
He called his mother and said he was going to marry me.
Well, and you have said that. You have said, I knew the moment I met her that I was in love.
I knew that I had nothing to lose in my pursuit of her. And I was going to make sure before she got married that I let her know how I felt about her. And after she and I had lunch and hung out a few times, I was convinced that I'd found the woman that I could spend the rest of my life with. Because... that's hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
Find somebody you want to spend the rest of your life
Absolutely.
With.
And it's even harder when you realize after you get them that that's not who you want to spend the rest of your life with.
Yeah, that is even
then
harder.
You're tied in.
Thank God that didn't happen.
Exactly.
But, you know, we were just starting to hit it, and we were starting to be white hot at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't for a lack of opportunity on the road out there to find
somebody.
Jay,
we know you've been a whore.
What I'm saying is it takes a lot for somebody to come along that makes you want to lock down and
commit
to somebody.
It makes you want to be with just one person.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Right.
And I knew that she had the kind of personality, the kind of core values, and the kind of package that I wanted to be
and
with.
And you wanted that to be the mother of your children.
Yes, and a hot ass to go along with it.
Oh my God, Allison. I can't with him. Man. But you know, this is what you're going to see on DeMarcus Rolls, folks.
Her hot ass. That's exactly what you're going to see.
These two, I mean, it's literally a team. It's a power couple. You two really are a power couple because, Allison, you sat on the board for Vanderbilt Children's Hospital.
Yes, I just retired as the president. I'm still on the board, but I've been the president of the board there for the past 4 years.
Right.
I've been on the board for like 8.
Okay. And now also tell me about what is the award that you received for your accounting or your...
I was the top finance student at Rhodes College.
The Wall Street Journal Finance Award is what it's called.
Now, see, Wall Street Journal for Excellence in Finance, Jay.
See, this woman over here wins a finance award, doesn't know what a budget is.
I think she knows what one is. She's just choosing not to adhere to one.
What if you don't like the budget? Then all of a sudden you don't understand it.
I want to tell a story because I think this tells so much about my sister. Allison, you were placed on a budget. Early on.
When was this?
When the accountant said to reel you in.
Yeah. Oh.
And Allison, please.
Every other year, you mean?
Please tell how you approached them telling you that you needed to spend less.
She just said, I feel like this discretionary spending should be a fraction of what it is on this paper right here. And I said, well, that looks to me like it's far less. And if you take, and I flipped to the end page that said net income and I circled it, I said, then if you take this number and slice it in half. So I feel great about this discretionary spending number that's here because that equates to everyone's happiness.
Jay, I will live with that story for the rest of my life because I think it's just the greatest thing. And I'm proud of my sister.
Thank you. Sometimes you got to stand up for yourself, even if you're in an intimidating room.
So, folks, for all of you out there who did not understand the way that she so eloquently placed that. So this discretionary number here is what you have trouble with. And she went to the back of the page and saw how much Jay was making. And she said, but if I divided this number by 2, it would be far greater than the number that you're complaining about up front. You understand me?
Which is completely not the point.
But the point was she kept her number. Her status stayed the same, right?
Right.
No, it did not. She's been dialed back several times. And she's on thin ice right now because we're not touring.
Well, but listen, nobody's left the house.
No wonder.
Nobody's got anything to do
You can't buy anything now because you can't go anywhere. Because I
have nothing to go to.
I went to the mall yesterday and to Louis Vuitton. And I just, because I was going out of my mind. And they didn't, I did find some things. But I went to Nordstrom and I felt like it was a fire sale. There was nothing. And I said to my people there, I said, you guys have got to get some things in. He said, we'll take anything at this point because no one's shipping anything right now.
I mean,
what do you do at times like these? You stay at home you reduce your discretionary budget.
My accountant
save it for when things pick up.
My accountant called me in June and said, I got to tell you something. You guys have done really well staying within your budget this week, this month. It's been the best month that you have. I went in to try to compliment her to say, baby, we just got a great phone call. Our accountant said, we can do this forever as long as we stay within this number. And she said, well, of course. It's because I haven't had my nails done. I haven't had my hair colored. I haven't even been out of the house yet. So, of course, he's happy with that number. You just wait until I can leave the house. See what happens then.
Basically, what she's doing, if I know my sister, she's looking at what she didn't spend during this quarantine, mm-hmm. and she's putting that on her side as a bank number.
And I should have had a salary, too, because remember, I was a homeschool teacher.
You was homeschooling, exactly.
A salary. You did have a salary.
Allison, how do you feel about being on television now? Because it's not your first time on television. You were a co-host or a host for CMT for years.
She's also been on Chris Lee Knows Best a handful of times.
That's the biggest thing that you've had.
Yes, of course.
At the top of my acting reel.
There you go. It's actually at the top of your career because I know for a fact that when you have meet and greets, they're not there to ask you about Rascal Flatts.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you stopped having us on, though. It's been kind of hurtful.
Because, Jay, I got tired of hearing people say, oh, my God, he's actually funnier than Todd.
That is absolute bullcrap. But I do want to ask you about why we haven't been on the last two seasons.
Because, Jay,
it's hurtful.
I can't let you take my paycheck. And that's why so I moved you to Netflix to get you away from me and my family, because I knew you was coming in trying to take over.
You tried to take us to USA and they screwed up.
They screwed the pooch on that one. Yes, they did. So now, Allison, you were on CMT.
I was. I was a correspondent for 10 years.
Right. And then you've done red carpet things. Mm-hmm. And you've been on this other show, Chrissy Knows Best.
Yes, which was fabulous.
Tell me what it was like working with that guy, Todd Chrissy, because I literally stalk his Instagram, and I'm telling you, he looks 12 years old today.
We wouldn't see him until he was ready to come to set. He stayed in his trailer most of the time. So we...
Now, see, I never got to be in a scene with just you because Jay would always be in there, or Dylan.
And it would have been so much better
God
had it been
knows,
me and you.
There's no more airtime.
No, there's not.
If the three of y'all are
Jay
there.
Sucks the air out of the room.
I'm sorry they needed me to boost ratings.
Folks, I'm telling you, this is DeMarcus Rules, these two. This is what it is. And your children, who you all know that our family adores your children, Maddie and Dylan are amazing, wonderful, polite kids. But Dylan, I'm just going to go ahead and say it right now, folks, because I forecast it before I ever started the show, before I ever put this show together for you guys. And we ended up taking it out and shopping it around and Netflix bought it. I said then that Dylan DeMarcus will be the star of this show.
Yeah.
And when you watch these episodes,
I don't disagree with you.
Dylan DeMarcus is the star of the show.
I don't disagree with you at all. And it's made me kind of angry.
My friend Hunter, he called me after he watched the trailer.
Hunter interviewed me one time.
Yes. And he watched the press teaser or whatever. And he said, "You know what Dylan is going to do?" I said, "What?" He goes, "Urkel all of you." Because remember, Family Matters was created for the mother.
Yep.
For her career. Mm-hmm. He blew by all of them. I was like, listen, if Dylan wants to blow by us, let him go.
You
exactly. know what we get asked over and over again, though, is if you're going to make an appearance on our show. And I love that people want to see us together again. I really do.
Folks, I probably will in second season make an appearance on their show because it's real life.
It is.
And
I mean, we live right
around
the
corner from each other. And so... You know, our lives are very intertwined. I mean, you know, we text and talk all the time. And if I have
Julie sends leftovers over all the time.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's the only home-cooked meal that these kids get here in the DeMarcus house.
There's no doubt about it. Dylan just asked me for the first time when Julie sent it over what a green bean was. He'd never seen one in his life.
Now, folks, that's a shame.
Stop.
And listen, these people have literally got more money than the Treasury. And they literally do not
I don't know
cook. Jay cooks breakfast.
I do cook a lot, but I don't have the time to cook big dinners.
Yeah,
like
but you have a chef. You have Mickey.
Yeah, we got Mickey, and Mickey's fabulous, but he can't cook.
Oh my gosh, I love some of it. I love his food.
I'm just kidding. He just pisses me off sometimes.
Well,
he
pisses you off because he's Allison's friend. He's loyal to Allison.
That's right, as he should be.
I do love me some Mickey.
I love Mickey, and if I could have, if I had Jay's money, I'd burn mine. But I would, if I had enough money, I would steal Mickey away from you.
No, he wouldn't go. He's loyal
to Allison.
Well, he is loyal to Allison.
Because we went to a dinner party at a friend's house. It was 15, 16 years ago, and we were having dinner, and we both just said, "We've got to meet whoever is cooking this food." So we busted in the kitchen. You know, it was a real prim and proper dinner party, and Jay and I hung out the whole night with Mickey, and he's cooked.
We
for
took
us
our cocktails
since.
In the kitchen and hung out with Mickey and left the dinner party.
I love that.
We did.
I love that. And you know, people comment all the time about, "Oh, I think that Todd is probably so formal," and you know, he goes to
formal?
All the, yeah, and he goes to all these fancy dinners, and you know, I just think that I would be so intimidated to be around Todd. Would you tell these people out here now how formal I am?
Let me tell you something. There is really little to nothing formal about Todd Chrissy. As a matter of fact, he's one of the most approachable, down-to-earth, humble, easygoing people you will ever meet in your life. In fact, the first time we met each other was in the first-class cabin of an American Airlines
flight.
And
we talked the entire 4 hours.
We did. And there was nothing, I mean... We just struck up a conversation. I mean, it was so easy, and people might say, "Yeah, because you're in Rascal Flats, and you talk to everybody."
Well, you were the only sober one in the Rascal Flats group that could actually have a conversation.
I'm so proud of you, Ben.
Yes, he was on his best behavior.
Thank goodness.
And you know, we ended up talking for 4 hours and I was like,
I know
this guy, I absolutely love him.
Well, and Jay came home because I had hosted the pageant where mm-hmm. Savannah won Miss Tennessee Teen USA. Right. And so I'd met Julie and I met Chase and Savannah mm-hmm. at that. And Jay goes, oh, you've got to go to Miss Teen USA with them. Here's Julie's number. I was like, I'm not going to call that woman.
She told me to tell you to call her. Did she not?
Yes, she did.
Knowing Julie now, I can totally see her doing that. But I'm looking at Jay like, I'm just going to call this woman I've met once after her daughter was crowned on stage and go, hey, Jay said that you wanted me to go with y'all to Miss Teen USA. And you
know
ready.
What, and you know what I said to her? I'm calling Todd right now.
Exactly. I did. And, you know, I think that I just don't. I'm sitting here in the studio right now. You're in shorts and a T-shirt. I'm in shorts and a T-shirt. You are for the first time dressed down today, folks.
Yes, but I have on gold tennis shoes.
But she does have on her gold kicks. Mm-hmm. When you see me every day just about, am I not in sweats or workout gear or whatever? And folks, it's not because I love to work out, because I'm allergic to working out.
Not only are you in like... I mean, you always match, though. Let's not go too far.
It's a great athleisure
set. I mean, it really yes. is. I mean, it's...
It's well put together.
I don't want to make
honest.
It sound like you're bumming out or anything.
No.
We got matching tennis shoes with hoodies that match the...
A full athleisure
so,
outfit.
But I will say... what's also scary is you and I show up in the exact same
outfit.
I know.
I mean, I'm like... I will be, but Allison should say, Jay has that same thing.
One of the times I showed up to your house in the exact same shirt you had on, and
I had to go change.
Yeah, because I couldn't go back home.
Yeah, folks, he comes to my home to film, and I'm the one who has to go change. I mean, it's the craziest thing.
What are you doing in your free time? Playing Best Fiends, I hope. And if you're not playing Best Fiends yet, you should be. It's hours of fun you can enjoy anytime. Best Fiends has challenging puzzles to solve, cute characters to collect. I'm hooked, and if you're anything like me, you will be too. You don't even need an internet connection to play, and there's over 100 million downloads. So it's not just me, but everybody's already playing or should be playing. Best Fiends updates the game monthly with new levels and events, so it never gets old. I love to collect the characters, and I also love the graphics. I've played other games, but to me, Best Fiends keeps me engaged, keeps me wanting to get to that next level. Best Fiends has thousands of levels already and new levels, events, and characters added every month. It's hours of fun right at your fingertips, and you can even play offline. With over 100 million downloads and tons of 5-star reviews, Best Fiends is a must-play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
But I mean, I'm so excited for this show. And, you know, it's the first show that I've done outside of anything with the Chrisley brand.
Better be the last.
And, well, it's not. I've got three more coming.
I'm going to hurt somebody.
Now, one of them is going to be a competition show that I am certainly hoping that you're going to join me on.
Yes, that one's okay. We'll do that one because I'm involved.
But are you committing to it? Because you have literally drug your feet because you want me to beg you to come and be on this show. Folks, he gets one damn show on Netflix. And I've got to say, now, Jay.
Well, how much does this son of a bitch pay?
This is what he's saying to me. Jay, I know you've got DeMarcus Rolls. I know you're famous for Rascal Flatts. But help a brother out here and do this competition show with me. And help me on the creation.
What's the competition going to be?
The show is going to be about the making of a gospel choir. Gospel singer. And
well, Jay's got a record label.
Jay has a record label.
Yeah, Red Street Records.
Yes.
And I told you early on that I would help you do this
show.
You
said, Todd, I'll be happy to help you. But folks, his idea of happy to help me is like non-committal.
No,
it's
that's
almost
not.
Like, you know, asking, you know, the high school beauty queen, would you consider going out with me? I'll think about it. Well, that didn't get you to go out with her.
We've already started meeting with talent.
You
for
met
it.
With one person with me, so I want to know, are you committed to
I
do it?
I promise you right now on this podcast that I am committed to do it. How much does it pay?
It pays a huge amount of gratitude.
It does. Well, that doesn't pay for Chanel.
You will get the going rate.
Okay. The SAG minimum.
But, you know, I think that this show here is the first show that I executive produced and created
yeah.
outside of the Chrisley brand.
And we're honored for that.
And I just cannot say how, I can't put into words how proud I truly am of the show.
Thank you.
I know you've been a little nervous because the premiere's coming up. You've had some naysayers out there to say, well, he's just trying to be Todd Chrisley, or they're just trying to be the Chrisley family. They're trying to do everything the Chrisleys do.
And we quickly say, nobody can be Todd Chrisley, and nobody's the Chrisley.
Well, and I've also quickly said, he's an executive producer on the show.
So it's going to have a similar player.
We're not in competition with him. He wants it to be successful like we do.
Yes, exactly. But you are not Todd Chrisley, thank God. You are not Julie.
No, she cooks.
You got exactly.
And loves her husband. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It just depends on
the day
you're talking to her.
Yeah.
But, you know, I am so hugely proud that, because you have, Jay, amazing comedic timing. Your comedic timing is absolutely beyond reproach.
Thank you.
What I was so thrilled about was, Allison, your comedic comebacks. And yours is not.
I hope they didn't edit all mine out, because I did try and come for them.
But yours was literally just not even thinking about it, and it came out funny. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Funny, Todd.
I see that. I mean, but I knew that before the cameras started rolling, which is why I said to you, Allison, just be you. Just be yourself.
And I hope they do some creative editing and show some moments where she actually loves me.
I saw the trailer and it says they have me say, I love you. I'm sure they
dubbed that in with a foreign actress.
I had to say, y'all have to be able to put in here to try to make people think that she actually cares about me.
There were cue cards.
There was cue cards.
In that one scene.
But, you know, I am so proud of DeMarcus Rules, because it literally
DeMarcus Family Rules.
Well, I say in my life that it's DeMarcus Rolls, because I think the whole family rolls.
Oh, that's sweet.
And it truly is.
There's nobody better at that than he is.
It truly is one of my proudest moments for this show.
That's so
because
sweet.
It's something that I stepped out and did outside of the umbrella of Chrisley Knows Best.
Because you knew y'all were going to win with the family.
I knew that this family was going to win. Mm-hmm. And I know by the way that you two come across on television, you have to watch, folks, these 6 episodes. Watch them from beginning to end. And then we're going to come back on the podcast and we're going to take all your questions. And we're going to have Allison and Jay answer those questions for you. And we're also going to be doing some, Facebook Lives.
Watch parties.
Yes, we're going to have some watch parties. And you guys will just be brought right in with us as we're watching these episodes. So
it's
going to
be so fun.
It's going to be amazing. And I have to tell both of you that I am blessed and honored every day of my life to have you as my friend. Allison, you know I worship you. And y'all have been so kind to us ever since we've been in Nashville. And Jay, growing up on your music is like literally some of the highlights of my life.
Well, I'm glad I could be there for your formative years.
Yeah.
And I would be...
High school dance.
I would be remiss if I didn't say, I am so grateful and honored that you even saw some potential there in us to even have a show. It blows me away. As much as you and I joke around, it really does mean a lot to me. I love you and your family, and Savannah and Chase and Julie and everyone has been so supportive, and you've reposted our trailers and you've talked about the show, and I just couldn't be more proud to be in business with you and to have you be a part of our family. And we consider you part of the DeMarcus family that rules as much as
the Chrisley
so family.
I am so honored. Now I get to have 2 crowns. I can be a queen on Chrisley Knows Best and a king on DeMarcus Family Rules.
See, all of the above.
All of the royalty just running right straight through me.
All of that to say thank you so much, my
Listen,
dear friend.
It's
I
been
really
my blessing,
it.
And I love you. And I mean, again, DeMarcus Family Rules, Netflix, August the 19th. This show, I truly believe it's going to make the landscape of television so much better for families as a whole, because there's so much, there's so few shows out there that people can sit down with their children and watch together.
And see themselves in it.
And see themselves in it, exactly. Yeah. Now, people's probably not going to see themselves in you as much because who the hell ends up signing, you know, $100 million record deals and has more money than the damn treasury? And I mean, so, you know, people's probably not going to relate to somebody who's got all this talent and money. And, well, you know, they'll relate to the fact that you're average looking. But, you know, they will... You know, they'll relate to you in some way
because
you
are asked to me that I can sing Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
I love that. And clearly there was no mountain high enough when you climbed, Jay, and got on that top.
Ain't no valley low
enough. I wish you'd do some climbing right now.
I'm too old for that. Sore.
Oh, my God.
I need to get one of those hip hooks so I can stretch out my hips.
I ordered one for you on Amazon.
Deal with these two anymore. But, I mean, you know, it really is an amazing show, folks, and I want y'all to tune in and let me know what you think about it, because it's not just that it's my first EP role, because I have that role on Chrisley Knows Best and Growing Up Chrisley, and then the other three shows that I've got coming out, and then DeMarcus Rules, but you are my first executive producing role outside of anything Chrisley. And so I have exciting. So much pride in that because of how much hard work that we all put in there.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful for that. I mean, I'm grateful for everyone that works.
And folks, it wasn't in title only. He was there. He'd come over to the house. He was wandering around all day long, looking at the shots and making sure they were capturing what they needed to capture. I mean, you were here. You were involved.
Telling Jay when he didn't look good in a shirt. Tell him
I would say
go
take that off. First of all, you're too old for that. Go get rid of that. You know, it's a little too tight.
Allison, I do not like your hair like that. You need to go put your hair up.
I remember telling Jay that shirt fits you two seasons ago. Go find one that fits. Allison, no one's going to relate to you dripping in Chanel. I need you to dress like you do in this house every day. So, you know, and there were moments when I would say that scene needs to be reshot.
Oh, yeah.
Because that is not.
Yeah.
That is not who they are.
It's not authentic.
Stop trying to make them into something that they're not.
And I will say on the backside of that, in the many moments that I nailed it, you would come to me and go, now that was brilliant.
Exactly.
You did it great.
And there are many moments in this DeMarcus Family Rules to where you did nail it. But there are also many, many other moments where Miss Jane nails it, where Mickey knocks it out of the park, to where Allison is magical, to where the kids are amazing. I love Allison's sister, Amy. I think that Amy is that quiet, silent type until she gets to know what her landscape is.
It's a yin to her yang.
So very much so. And I think that you see that.
I love James. I think James is funny.
Well, James is funny, and James has a better voice than you, but, you know.
We got to wrap it up, folks. Somebody's clearly had too much to drink.
It is fun because Amy's the person that always calls me out and will bring everything back to reality for me.
And, you know, folks, Alice is the type of person that if she's going to have a birthday party for her child, if it's going to be a Cinderella party, she is going to have 39 Cinderellas here, and they're going to all look exactly the same. And they're going to have she will make Disney feel shamed.
Right.
And I'll be walking around giving them all cocktails.
And Jay just walks around, you know, all these Cinderellas and saying, are you single?
Oh, stop.
I got a friend I want to introduce
you
to.
He always wants to find if there's one that'll take a shot.
Yeah, because I always find the one that will take a shot or has been out the night before. Snow White came over here hung over as anything one year. I was like, what in the world did you do? She was like, I was like, you want a shot? She was like, I'd die for a shot.
I'm
like,
oh, my God.
Snow White ain't so white.
So, I mean, I think that there's such a difference between the two of you that it's, you know, that it's just not, it's just not boring. I mean, your family is never boring. And, you know, when you come in your house, you don't know what you're going to get.
It's the truth.
And I love the uncertainty. I think the uncertainty makes great television. And certainly I didn't know that when I was started out with Christy Knows Best. I didn't know what the magic was. I didn't understand it when people said, you know, Todd, you're a television show. I never understood that. I did start understanding it in season three when I renegotiated my deal.
And I bet you did.
And you are not a dumb man. Okay?
And I got that EP credit. And then I started having say over how this show was going to go and that we were going to always be honest and depict everything that we needed to depict. I think that, you know, when I, in season three, I started realizing that they can't shoot what you don't give them.
And it's a great piece of advice that you gave us on the front end of doing our show.
Yes. But I also wanted to make sure that you guys were not paying attention to the cameras.
Yeah.
Because then it becomes staged and it looks scripted and whatever. And I remember telling you, don't focus on the cameras. Pretend as if they're not even here. Have the same conversation in front of the camera as what you would have if they
were
here.
Which I don't do anyway. I'm a seasoned actor, so.
Oh, my God in heaven. How many of those D&E movies did he make?
A lot.
But he did have that Oscar-winning performance on Christy Knows Best.
He did.
Several times.
You bet your ass.
Every
I
time when we would watch the actual taping or the airing of it after you guys had done the taping, be like, God, they didn't include the part where Todd and I said such and such.
Well, I remember everything that we shoot.
Well,
they won't give me any zingers. They gave you all the zingers.
They're not giving you a spot to outshine me, Jay.
I think the executive producer had something to do with that.
Well, listen, I got five kids, and I got to continue to try to educate.
You
clearly.
You know what it's like, though, in all seriousness, when we're doing a scene and we're cracking each other up because it's naturally happening. There's nothing anybody tells us to say. You and I are doing what we always do, and I remember what we talk about. Sometimes the way that the show's edited, it's not as funny as what it was really there.
Exactly, and you know, I think that, you know, right now, you know, I'm in talks, you know, for a talk show, and, you know, I needed a sidekick. And so I said, you know, Jay DeMarcus, because I feel like that Jay and I, the chemistry that we have, I'm a lot. I mean, I know that I'm a lot.
Yeah.
And I know
it's always good to be self-aware.
Yes, I know that I'm a lot to deal with. But it's great to know that you have someone that you can throw something across the net and that they're going to lob it back to you.
Yeah, it's not playing tennis by yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. And with you, it's not playing tennis by myself. And so I thought, and it came up in one of these meetings with this, you know, regarding this talk show, you two are really like the Johnny Carson, Ed McMahon.
You are correct, sir.
and you know, I feel like, and you remember Johnny made more than Ed.
Yes, but I want to tell you, Ed's brilliance was he gave Johnny the space to be Johnny, but he knew how to set him up so that he always won.
That's it. And that's hugely successful and hugely important. But you and I have that. And so, I mean, I'm so excited, folks, about seeing where these conversations lead regarding, you know, some kind of talk show format, you know, for Jay and myself. I'm hugely excited about the other shows that I've got coming out.
We're going to work a lot together in the future.
That is my hope and my prayer. And that
because it's fun.
It
and
is
we truly
fun.
Enjoy
it doesn't feel like a job. And, you know, folks,
that's all I want from now on in my life.
If you truly can go to work every day doing something that you love, then you will have never worked a day in your life.
That is the gospel truth, my friend.
And so I truly love what I do, and I love creating. And I, you know, these other couples that I'm working with right now, I love creating what their shows are different than your shows. But I love the creating part of it, and I love showing them for exactly who they are and what they do. And
I'm so, you lost me there for a minute.
Folks, Jay just cannot stand the thoughts that there's another show coming.
No.
And they're all going to Netflix.
No. That is, I got Derek right now. I'm texting him right now.
But, you know, I think that it's such a blessing to be able to work with your family every day. As the kids get older, because, I mean, I can visualize this show going on for 20 seasons.
Oh, God.
And from my lips to God's ears. But as the kids get older and they start having more of a personality of their own, and an opinion of their own, then you're like, I can't do this every day. I can't deal with them every day. It's just too much. But then you realize you have no option because this is your job.
Yeah.
And you have to work together. And it forces you to end the battle quicker. Sure. You don't have time to let it just, I'm not talking to you ever again. Well, you're not going to talk to him until 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Right.
Because you got to be on your job at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. And that's the thing that's interesting to me is like, when you have spats like every family does, is having to go to work with them and be in front of the camera in front of them, because you're not going to talk about your differences that you have that are really deep.
Right.
In front, I mean, there are some things that have to remain sacred. So I imagine that would be a challenge to make sure that you're preserving your relationships, keeping sacred what you need to, while at the same time not letting your personal frustrations and problems with each other bleed over into what you have to do professionally.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I would say to my kids, whenever we were arguing or whatever, I'd jump their ass about something and they'd come in. You could tell they did not want to film that day. They did not want to do what they needed. I said, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that you're upset because you were an ass and I had to call you out for it.
That's not an apology.
But I wasn't apologizing. I was saying I'm sorry that they don't feel like working today because they made an ass out of themselves and I called them out on it. I have no reason to apologize.
That's like when our counselor told us we needed to start using our I statements and Allison said, okay, I feel like he's an asshole. She missed the whole point of that. That
right.
That advice. I got it.
Well, you know, I just, you know, you will get to that point and you'll be like, Todd, how in the world? And I'll be right here saying, Jay, do you remember when Chase was dating so-and-so and she about ran me crazy?
Yeah.
We survived it. Look at him now.
I like this girl he's dating now.
Oh, my gosh. I love Emmy. Emmy is amazing. She's been wonderful for Chase. And, I, you know, knock on wood, and again, from my lips to God's ears, she's been a blessing to our family, and she's been a blessing to Chase, and we are grateful, you know, for her. And she's got the most amazing. I just went to dinner with her parents. They came here to Nashville.
Oh, that's great.
And I met them for the first time, and her two brothers, Tripp and Vance. And absolutely the kindest, most decent, honest, honorable, respectful people you'll ever meet.
That's good.
They are just that good.
Thank you.
Please tell him not to mess this up.
We've told him if he messes it up with Emmy that we're divorcing him. We're keeping Emmy. But, you know, he's in a great place now. But there were those moments that he wasn't in a great place. And you were there for some of that, Jay.
A lot of it.
And, you know,
we had many discussions.
Yeah, you were giving him advice on, you know, why this girl's not the right girl for you. And, you know, the right girl doesn't act this way or behave this way or whatever. And,
well, he always said he wanted a girl like Allison.
But yet he was dating.
And I'm like, well, everybody else you're picking here that you say you want like Allison, you're
right.
Way off on the choice.
Exactly. And, you know, I kept saying to him, I kept saying to him, I'm like, dude, this girl's nothing like Allison. She's nothing like Allison.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just
that's what I would say to him. I'd be like, first of all, she's brunette. Second of all.
Well, you know, folks, listen, we have gone over our time. And as I was talking about the Metter family, one of them just came in. Vince, would you like to say hello?
Hey.
You're saying hello to all of the millions of fans of Chrisley Knows Best.
All right. I love it. How are y'all doing?
I'm doing good, and so is everyone else right now. But what I did not tell y'all is that Vince is a singer, and he really did not believe that Jay was my best friend. And so
he's not. He's my best friend. I'm sorry that Todd's lied to you this whole time.
And so I wanted, again, I'm doing this show, and I wanted Jay to tell me tonight if Vince is someone that would be a candidate for that show. And then, you know, my future, what I hope, son-in-law, you want to say hello, Nick?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
You know, sweet. Has just walked in as well with Vince because, you know, they've been on the golf course for the last 2 days. So
supposed to be out there today with them.
I know, but, you know, Jay, listen, these kids, these millennials, they have the toughest life in the world.
I know.
They have the toughest life in the world. Exactly.
Arnold.
So with that being said, folks, listen, we're going to wrap it up. I thank each and every one of you every week for tuning in to Chrisley Knows Best, for Growing Up Chrisley, now DeMarcus Family Rules, which is on Netflix, and for being the support that you, the best support in the world that you guys have been for us. And we thank each and every one of you. So until next week, good luck. God bless. See you then.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.